Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen.
Today we're speaking with Steve Podash, the CEO, president, and founder of Overdrive. Hi, Steve. How are you doing today?
Great. Thanks, Dan.
You know, I haven't been out to the office here. You're a lot bigger than I expected, and you're growing, you said.
Right. We've been working in the digital media space for some time, and very active now around all the ebook initiatives, thanks to Amazon Kindle and the iPad and a lot of the new devices on smartphones.
You know, you should be in London this week, but a little issue with the volcanic ash. Tell us about that.
Well, for the last several years, Overdrive has been an exhibitor at the London Book Fair, and we have our booth there. It's just that none of my team could get there to stand in it this week.
Now, I see out in your space there, you've got a big calendar of where you are. And what kind of physical presence do you have at some of these events?
Well, we are now exhibiting at about 40 to 50 trade shows, conferences, or events each year. Many of these are large book shows, such as Frankfurt Book Fair, London Book Fair, Book Expo America next month in New York. And then we are at regional library and school technology conferences, and a variety of new events around digital media.
So what's the, for those of the audience who don't know, what's the elevator speech that explains Overdrive?
Oh, sure, Dan. Overdrive is a digital media service company, and we operate in three primary areas. One, Overdrive is the largest global aggregator and distributor of digital book titles. And these are ebooks and digital audiobooks that you can download to play on your iPod. And we also distribute digital music and video. In addition, we have developed and customized a series of hosted server solutions for e-commerce, the sale of these digital book products in use by major booksellers, publishers, and marketplaces globally.
You know, you started the company way back in 1986, and obviously so many things have changed. For example, in 86, no one knew what an MP3 was. The idea of doing video with the space requirements and all was just probably a pipe dream. What was it like in 86 and how has it evolved?
Well, we started in the mid-80s experimenting with our own DOS-based software and licensing content from book publishers, taking their content, mostly text at the time, and making it searchable and adding copyright protection services. And over the years, that same business has evolved to today, where we are still in partnership with about 1,000 publishers, music labels, studios, and suppliers of premium copyrighted content. And we are using technology to make those electronic products and create revenue streams for our partners in the variety of markets and channels.
You know, digital content is so easily copied, and that's the whole digital rights management. The consumer, the end user, seems to hate it, and the people who own the intellectual property obviously want to protect it. Where do we stand today with DRM?
Well, DRM is used in many of our products, and it's a requirement. Otherwise, we would not have access to the best content. So we supply a variety of digital book, audio, music, and video, some which is in open format, such as MP3, and much of which is protected with a variety of encryption or DRM services. At the end of the day, DRM enables us to get some of the best selling feature films, some of the most requested IT and business and college textbook material, and make it available digital. Overdrive is neutral in the space in that we want to create the best value proposition for all of our customers, and we are developing a number of ways to access that content. We'll make it more usable, more portable, more interoperable on different devices, and it's evolving every week.
Okay, so in your space, you've got a few key areas of customers. One, for example, would be the libraries. What do you do for the libraries?
Among the hosted services Overdrive has developed and customized over the years is a digital library solution that we license to almost 10,000 institutions now. So in the U.S., most of the major public libraries, including Cleveland Public and Cuyahoga County Public Library, and major markets as New York Public Library, Los Angeles Public Library, Chicago, Boston, and many others, They are customers of OverDrive, and we have custom developed for them a digital library service that is integrated into the library's website and the library's online catalog. So if you are a library card holder here in Northeast Ohio, you can visit the websites of both Cleveland Public Library and Cuyahoga County Public Library and find thousands and thousands of best-selling ebooks, audiobooks, music, and video that you can download for free using your PC or smartphone with your library card.
And I can vouch for that. I've done it many times, being a client of both the county and the Cleveland CleveNet libraries. It was terrific. What if it seems like a natural segue to go into schools? You got to be able to help schools with some of their content.
Yes. Over the last 2 years, we've introduced new platforms bringing the same ease of access, 24/7 access, to popular materials that students need, both online for downloading 24/7 from home or from a study break or from a Starbucks, as well as now a product called ABC, which is a media drive that we ship into school buildings and networks and districts that, once plugged into their LAN, provides instant access to thousands of titles for every PC or notebook connected in the school system.
So they don't have to have any particular expertise here. They can plug in this media server or media device into their network, and it's up and going and configured for them.
In some cases, yes, and that's the newest product we're introducing. But we have a combination of products for both 24/7 web access outside the school, and now for copyrighted premium materials at the workstations inside the school classrooms, inside the school libraries and media centers as well.
Okay. Now, there's so much digital content out there in, you know, different formats, movies and music and audiobooks and all that. Do most publishers do something on their own, or are publishers working with you, or how does that work?
Well, OverDrive has enjoyed long-term trusted partnerships with most of the major U.S. and U.K. and Canadian publishing houses in every category. So we have been distributing digital books for folks like McGraw-Hill or John Wiley, Random House, HarperCollins, and many of the educational publishers for 10 or more years. So we have direct relations with those leading publishing houses. In the last 2-3 years, that has expanded into every category, now including children's books, comic books, manga, graphic novels, IT and computer books. And exciting for the company is that we've expanded in the last 2 years quite a bit globally, and we are now providing into U.S. markets over 10,000 ebooks in Chinese, and providing language learning products in the Asian markets. It's very quickly accelerating to be a global community, and we are now investing in supporting and being experts in about 25 or 30 markets and languages.
Okay, then what if I'm a business person myself, and I'm, say, a retailer? Are there any opportunities where I can piggyback on your products and make some money?
Well, certainly. One of the other channels OverDrive supports is we are a supply channel to online digital bookstores. So, for example, we are adding to many online e-tailers or traditional or non-traditional booksellers the ability to carry catalogs of hundreds of thousands of best-selling e-books or download audiobooks. For example, if you were wanting to listen to the new John Grisham or Dan Brown on one of your trips or while you're walking the dog, you can go to barnesandnoble.com or borders.com and purchase a download audiobook for your iPod, and all of those titles would be supplied and the download fulfillment discreetly provided by OverDrive. In many markets, we are the key supplier to online booksellers for their ebook catalogs as well. And now, with the proliferation of smartphones and mobile apps, where the small screens or dedicated ebook readers like the Nook or the Sony Reader, we are supplying many of those channels with the books that the bookseller or the online e-commerce shop is adding as a new format. Just this week, we went live with DocStock, which is an online portal for documents and self-help, and they're integrating hundreds of thousands of our books. And in some markets, like in the UK, we're the exclusive supplier of ebooks to both Waterstones and WH Smith, which are the two largest retail bookstore chains. Digital books and digital audiobooks are quickly becoming an important category of product for a lot of online marketplaces because of so many portable devices now that can use the media.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I guess the two most revolutionary products and outside of smartphones the last few years have been the Kindle, in the book space, have been the Kindle and now the iPad. Mm-hmm. How have they just changed everything for you?
Well, the Kindle and Amazon, as early as 2007, accelerated the urgency of all book publishers to have their titles, their authors, available in ebook format. So it was a great catalyst and a great turning point where Overdrive for many years has been evangelizing and promoting the revenue opportunities in the digital book space. Once Amazon got in the game and released the Kindle, it created an acceleration of activity and investment around digital book inventory, and Overdrive benefited from that greatly. And now with all of the netbooks, tablets, smartphone apps, it's almost anything with a screen, big or small, is now becoming a potential consumer electronic device for Overdrive's inventory. In January, we exhibited at the CES in Las Vegas, and we were exhibiting in the middle of an ebook zone. First time CES had this category of electronic devices, and there were 50 new manufacturers, many of them from Taiwan and China, showing new e-ink readers and tablets and different netbook-type appliances, and Overdrive was the only company showing content. And so we have been very busy trying to take advantage of this global demand and these new devices seeking the materials to make their devices a compelling investment for a consumer.
You know, Overdrive is truly an international company. You're in China and UK and all over, but you're based here in Cleveland, Ohio. And as we tour around these offices here, there's a lot of, it's not just marketing and some of those softer skills. You've got some really heavy-duty engineers and technical people, SQL Server skills and other. Have you had any challenges in finding the talent locally that you need?
Well, we're very delighted to say that being in Northeast Ohio gives us access to excellent pools of candidates coming out of school from both Case, Kent State, Cleveland State, as well as University of Akron, and the community colleges. So we are at their job fairs, and we are bringing in a lot of good quality new hires from the local community. In addition, as a result of some of the downsizing at some of the bigger companies and the bank and insurance and some of the other economies that are being compacted, we have been fortunate to also find some talent. So we are working with the great resources of Northeast Ohio pretty successfully.
You know, it looks like a fun company. As we walk around, we see Yoda and Skywalker, and there's big Darth Vader painted in the Vader room and all. Is that the kind of culture you're going for, or is it just that's what engineers do?
Well, we're in the digital media business, so we're very fortunate that we're getting access and pre-release access to a lot of new big books and media that keep it lively around here. We have to be expert in all the new trends in what young people and what mobile devices are looking for as far as content. And our culture is such that we have a workforce that's predominantly in their 20s. So we benefit from a lot of the enthusiasm and excitement they have to be part of this digital book revolution.
You know, as a geek myself, Steve, one of the things that jumped out at me as I toured around is something that really keeps geeks and engineers and people happy. Is it seems like everyone's got two monitors, and that's a small thing, but that's a big thing when you're working on it every day. I know that I love it, and what other geeks and techies just, was that by design? Or?
Well, I think I'm low man on the totem pole because I got some guys with three monitors, but I think I got two monitors and two notebooks running. So because I'm on the move quite a bit, the notebooks are sometimes my lifeline.
Well, I'd like to keep talking to you, but I'm going to go check out some of the, I see you have some Marvel stuff now, and I'm a big fan there, and I'm going to check out some of your other cool titles back there.
Okay.
So today we've been speaking with Steve Potash, the founder, CEO, and president of Overdrive. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.